Welcome to Rockstar Chiropractic Radio.
Today I'm not going to be sharing my thoughts, but I thought I would read from Chiropractic Philosophy, Science, and Art, what it does, how it does it, and why it does it, by B.J. Palmer, President of Palmer School of Chiropractic, Chiropractic Fountainhead, Davenport, Iowa, 1955 volume of the Green Books. Found on page 14 a quote from B.J., which I thought was quite appropriate to our ongoing discussion between the straights and mixers. "Man is a conceited, boastful, gigantic ass. He thinks of himself as the Almighty, the great I am. All else is beneath him." I think this speaks directly to us thinking that we have answers within ourselves rather than as a group going forward together. On page 11, one of the things that I've been noticing a lot over the past 20 years of being in practice and being in chiropractic demands some sort of theology. If you don't have a theology, where things come from, why things are, that leads you down the road to not worrying why you're doing something, just how you're doing it. And that, in my opinion, that leads you down the road to metapractice, where it's mechanistic, where things are totally just about how they're working, not why. It has nothing to do with the base reason why things function. So I'm going to read from chapter 1, titled In the Beginning, by B.J. Palmer. "Adam was made of mud. He was leaned up against a fence to dry. God blew the breath of life into him, and we had Adam. Who made the fence ahead of Adam is immaterial. Adam must have been anesthetized or hypnotized, for he fell into a deep sleep. A major operation was deemed necessary. He must have had a dichotomy, or 13th spare rib, because it was removed. Out of the rib of Adam came Eve. There was no legislature in those days, no statutes to declare this right, that wrong, no moralists to insist upon their taboos or kapus, no school teachers to teach Adam and Eve about the bees and flowers. Both being unmoral, they proceeded to do what came naturally. So without the aid of statute, creed, church, or clergy, they married themselves. And so, that which was to be interpreted as one of thou shalt not sins later on, was committed in all purity and innocence then. That sin made it possible for you and me to be here tonight. In due course of time, they got Abel, and then they raised Cain. We are told they went into an orchard and ate an apple, the forbidden fruit. We are told there has been sin ever since because of that apple. If there had been formal years of education, they would have known it was not an apple, but a green pear. How that which was natural, how they reproduced without the advice of a medical university graduate, having passed a state board and securing a license, is somewhat of a mystery. He should have been present to advise the internal intelligent power in each not to put in an appendix or tonsils or other unnecessary organs. Were germs in existence then? If so, we should have had some licensed bacteriologist to tell the Almighty they were going to kill off millions of people later. What could be more important than to stop those evil conditions before they start? How Adam and Eve lived, thrived, and multiplied without a knowledge of vitamins, calories, how they got Abel and raised Cain without Freud or a Kinsey report on the behavior of the female or male, are nothing short of a miracle. Eventually, they died, of course, and went to heaven." Here we see BJ's taking a fundamental theology, which is out of Genesis 1, about the creation of man, and asking some very serious questions. If we go back to the very first quote, "Man is a conceited, boastful, gigantic ass," and we assume that there is no creator, then life is mechanistic. It's what we do right now. It's only how we do right now. It's nothing about the why. It never is. So his questions about how can we explain how life existed and how life got along and how humans existed before the introduction into our general knowledge base of bacteriology and toxicology and nutrition and all of these other things is very, very true even today. If you even just think about the debate going over immunizations, the fundamental question is, how did we exist for millennia before the vaccine? Nobody can answer that question. It's because our immune system was dealing with it before, and then something brought it to our attention that we needed to do something about it. The mechanism was there, again, mechanistic. And so vaccines were developed and marketed and sold and pushed. And then there's a whole nother debate on timeline of the peak of the quote-unquote disease compared to when the immunization came out for that disease and how skewed that was. But that's another time. I put the link down below if you want to see that report. But anyway, the point is, even in the most conservative Christian standpoints, where we believe the earth was created about 10,000 years ago, we live for millennia without modern medical care, without modern any kind of interventions, and we've grown and we've become 6 billion strong around the world. So to have a conceited, boastful, gigantic ass of a psyche in our Western medical model telling us that we can't continue to survive without immunizations. To have a Bill Gates saying immunizations on one hand, to one group he says immunizations are essential for a healthy population, and in another instance saying that if we do immunizations right, we can actually cut population growth by 10%, which means immunizations actually kill people. You have these people out there, this mindset out there, saying that nature, God, creation, universal intelligence got it wrong, and we as people, as humans, are the only ones who can get it right. Which is why I loved his quote, man, as a conceited, boastful, gigantic ass. He thinks of himself as the Almighty, the Great I Am. All else was beneath him. That's Rock Radio for this week. It's a little disjointed, but again, it's from the Green Books, 1955, Chiropractic Philosophy, Science, and Art. What it does, how it does it, and why it does it, by B.J. Palmer. The link is over here on the right to the Green Books. You download those. The copyrights have been expired, so they're free and available to you. Some good stuff to read, some very crazy stuff to read, just in the way it's being put. Challenges our way of thinking. Anyway, enjoy. It's been Dwayne for Rock Radio.